the guy who made it very popular in Texas, his name's Omega Burton.
Uh-huh.
And he's backed up a lot of the Texas fiddle players, which probably
Is he still around?
Oh, yes. And
it's a real interesting style. Now, basically, what is it? It's just a whole bunch of chords in place of one chord, chord inversions or substitutions or whatever.
I don't know. It's kind of around the horn chord type pattern thing.
Technical term around the horn. That's very good. You'll find that in your musical dictionary. But basically,
somebody told me that one time, so I thought that's what it was.
Okay. So that's really, really pretty. Now this next tune we're going to have. Alan, are you playing on this, or am I going to play on this? Black Mountain Rag. I better play on that. I don't think you can handle this.
I've got to get my other fiddle for that.
Yep. Now this next tune we're going to be playing, Black Mountain Rag, is. Well, to be perfectly frank, with Byron on the show, we're talking about how to back up fiddle playing, but Byron being probably one of the most exciting fiddle players I think probably ever around, I'd like to have I'd like to have you give you an opportunity to play one of your fancy show tunes, and when I mentioned that to you, you said Black Mountain Rag is as good as any.
Yeah.
And Clarence White is going to play some breaks on his mythical... magical fingerboard with his legendary fingers. And he's
going to... tape recorder in there.
So if you listen real closely, you'll hear some excellent backup by myself and some lead guitar by Clarence White, and Alan and Roland are going to play along with us too. But there's some things about Black Mountain Rag just on the fiddle. I mean, we're not talking about guitar anymore. On the fiddle, that are a little bit special that maybe the viewers would want to watch for.
Well, you know, some fiddle players, they don't retune their fiddle. I have to retune my fiddle to play it. You know, to make it sound...
What's the normal tuning for a fiddle?
Well, E-A-D-G is the normal tuning fifths, uh-huh. But to play Black Mountain Rag, I have to tune my little E, the little string, down to C-sharp,
uh-huh.
And leave my A as it is,
uh-huh.
At A, then the D up to E, and the G up to A. So just the top, the two bottom strings, I tune up one fret.
Uh-huh. This makes it kind of easier to play?
Yeah, something like that.
It makes the notes more accessible this way?
Yeah,
or?
It makes it more open and sound more, melodious or whatever.
More melodious. Well, let's try this. And frankly, when I play Black Mountain Rag and the fiddle friends, I capo it. But Byron's going to play this with no capo. And
that's right, without the use of a net. I usually have a net sitting here with me. We won't go into that.
Well, I'm wearing a net, by the way, Byron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same thing.
You want to get my band, you're going to have to get a haircut.
No, I don't. Listen.
No big
deal. Band of what, Byron? Okay. Byron and his band of gypsies will now play...